Tradition 2. One Alton Authority from Robbie H. in Northampton. As I continue my journey through the rooms and enter different positions of service, I find this tradition becoming more and more important for keeping my own ego in check and helping me to understand the structure of the wider program as a whole. It's very easy for me to start feeling smug or overconfident of what I'm doing. To go, hey, look at me guys, look at all I'm doing for all of you. And it is still not easy to banish those cocky thoughts entirely. But this tradition helps me to remember that it isn't about me or my personal service when it comes to the program as a whole. I do certain things, yes. I hold positions which could be considered higher up than I used to. Does that make me better or more cured than anyone who doesn't yet hold those positions? Certainly not. I'm nobody's boss in the program, and although I can't speak for others, I feel very sure that the wonderful people who sponsored me into these positions, and my sponsor himself for that matter, wouldn't consider themselves my boss or superior. There are, of course, different levels of service position in AA, some requiring a longer period of sobriety or more commitment in terms of time and work. But at the end of the day, we are all alcoholics looking to work our programs and help other alcoholics along the path of recovery in whichever way we can. This tradition reminds us of this and keeps us grounded in the reality of equality. As this tradition says, there is only one true authority, God as we understand him, whatever we need him to be. Not to get too bogged down in the God word, I am an atheist, or maybe spiritual agnostic, as are many others. While, of course, many different religions and belief systems are represented in the rooms of AA. But the key thing is that we all look towards our higher power, our understanding of God, whatever that may be, for guidance. This higher power grants me guidance and strength every day, helping me to stay right-sized. Not too big-headed, not feeling too small. As I do my service, I pass the message on to other alcoholics as best as I can. And although there are no bosses or supervisors, the structure and discipline of the program keeps me on track and reinforces for me how powerful the strength and support of my higher power is. This tradition reminds me daily of one of the most important lessons I've ever learned. That at the end of the day, there is always one ultimate source of strength and inspiration available to guide me through my journey of sobriety. So, thank you, higher power, and thank you to all my wonderful friends in the rooms for the experience, hope, and strength you have also provided me. I am, as always, so grateful to all of you. End.